Blog Talk Radio.
It may shock you to hear this. Heart disease is the number one killer of women, outpacing breast cancer, diabetes, and stroke combined. And one out of every four women is diagnosed with heart disease in her lifetime, and yet they're still dying. Why? Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love, relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the creator of the 30 Love-Changing Healing Through Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who keep on proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Dr. Mark Menalasino has been on the front lines of cardiac research for most of his life, and today we'll be talking about why women's hearts are breaking, literally, and offering you some great bonuses to celebrate his upcoming book, Heart Solutions for Women, a proven program to prevent and reverse heart disease. Dr. Menalasino is the medical director of the Menno Clinic, Center for Functional Medicine in Wilson, Wyoming. With over 25 years of experience, he's board certified as an internal medicine specialist, holistic medicine, and advanced hormone management and anti-aging medicine. And he has thousands of hours in continuing education in integrative medicine, advanced cardiovascular therapies, and so much more. And he has a special you can watch on YouTube that gives a little glimpse into his work. So I'm delighted to be speaking with you today, Dr. Mark Menalasino.
Thank you so very much for having me today. I very much appreciate it.
So I would love to hear about your background, because there's so many medical doctors now that are in the system and provide medicine immediately, prescription medications, and yet there's so much more. And it seems that you are encompassing a lot of information and your research. So tell us a little about your background and what led you to focus on heart solutions for women.
Well, thank you so much. And you're right. You know, there's kind of two different models of medicine that we all need. One is the acute care model that when we get pneumonia, we need an antibiotic. You can't just take an herb to treat a severe pneumonia. You need the medications. And when you need them, they're there. And for acute illness, they work really quite well. It's this burden of chronic illness, of which heart disease, diabetes, obesity, hormone imbalance, digestive dysfunction, all of these chronic issues are just not responding well to the acute care medical system. And the biggest example of this was Dr. Dean Ornish, who did the Reversing Heart Disease program. And I was fortunate to meet with him when I was in high school, actually. And I saw that men, of course, all the studies have been on men, that had heart attacks were scheduled for bypass surgery. And he talked them into doing lifestyle medicine, eating right, exercising, dealing with stress. And that group did better than the people who had the bypass surgery. So that was really the start for me of saying, there's got to be a better way to treat some of these chronic illnesses. And we now have the tools. And it's called functional medicine.
Wow. Put so simply. So what exactly is functional medicine?
Well, you know, when I first started and with Dean, and he really talked about holistic medicine, treating the whole person. Then Andrew Weil joined us with this integrative medicine approach of combining food with natural supplements, with medications for chronic illness. And now we talk about the functional medicine approach with the Institute for Functional Medicine. And it's this root cause approach. It's a personalized precision approach that's unique to every person. We may have 10 women show up with a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, but they all have 10 different stories and 10 different paths and 10 different root causes of why they have that label of fibromyalgia. So it's digging deep, developing a relationship, listening, communicating, and then looking a little deeper beyond just the very basic blood tests and nutrition habits, and really trying to let food be medicine, lifestyle be your doctor, and see how we can try to shift people out of these chronic illness patterns. And it works. We're 90 to 95% successful in things that I was told in medical school you cannot fix, like irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. And it's interesting. A lot of people will come in for one problem, and when they go through the whole program, they come in and go, yeah, my joint pain is gone, but I'm sleeping better, and I have more energy, and I'm exercising, and my skin cleared up, and my menstrual cycles aren't irregular anymore, and I don't have hot flashes. It's kind of fun how when you treat the root cause, the whole system gets better, and the person feels better.
And when you say the root cause, are you looking at a physiological cause?
Well, there's, as we all know, it's mind and body, right? And I kind of think of particularly a woman as a beautiful symphony. And she's a symphony of her different systems parts. And it's the thyroid, the adrenal, her hormones, all controlled by the gut. And so if we step back and look at the imbalances in thyroid, the fatigue or dysregulation of the adrenal, the depletion of the hormones, and the imbalance or fire in the gut, and we try to balance all of those, you stop the cortisol steal and the progesterone estrogen dominance, and you're able to really establish someone who can finally be able to detoxify and absorb the nutrients and process their hormones. And when you get those core functions working well, almost everything gets better.
Well, I'm struck by those words describing a woman as a beautiful symphony. What woman wouldn't want to come to a doctor who sees her that way instead of
Well, I appreciate that. It's my passion, and that's the motivation for this book, ma'am, is that we just did it wrong. We got it wrong for women's heart disease. We don't listen to them. We don't diagnose them right. We don't treat them right. We miss it so many times, and I saw several times in my training women come in for abdominal pain issues or other vague symptoms that actually were having heart attacks, and it got missed because people didn't listen to the story or think that, well, that's not a man. Only men get heart attacks. Then I learned that more women die of heart disease than all cancers combined, and it's preventable. Whereas cancer, there's great cancer doctors out there, but we're not very good at cancer yet. We just don't really understand it. Our treatments are abysmal and very, very hard on people. But heart disease, and heart disease will kill two of your three best friends, and the first warning sign for half of them, what do you think it is? The first warning sign in half the people with heart disease, it's sudden death.
I would say
you don't get a second shot.
I was going to say something in your gut, but you're saying they don't realize it's in their gut.
Yeah, well, women especially, because when they present with heart disease, they present much more severely and much more acutely, and they're much more likely to die of a heart attack than a man is. And the first warning sign that a woman may have heart disease could be a sudden death heart attack, and she may not get a second chance, like, oh, I had a little bit of chest pain, I better go to my doctor. It's chest pain into a heart attack, and they may not be getting taken seriously at the emergency room. And there's a great episode of Grey's Anatomy that highlighted this, where the African-American chief surgeon was driving her husband to work, got chest pain, went to the emergency room of a different hospital, and said, I'm having a heart attack, take care of me. And the nurse said, oh, yeah, sure you are, you look fine, go sit down. The ER doctor evaluated her and said, well, how's your life, how's your stress, how's your marriage, how's your kids? Didn't ask her the same question she would ask a man. And the doctor asked for a second opinion. They brought a psychiatrist, not a cardiologist. And yes, that's a TV show, but that's not very different than reality.
Wow. But I was also struck by something when you said we're not very good at cancer. I've heard a lot of functional medicine and holisticing about the gut and fungus.
Yes.
So it's not so far removed that people may heal, they may be working to heal their heart disease and they may prevent other illnesses.
Yeah, so that's a good point. I don't want to discourage all the great people doing work in cancer therapy and cancer research, but, you know, we're still using nasty chemotherapy and radiation for most cancers. And I meant that we don't really understand how to prevent it. We can have healthy guts. We can optimize our detoxification pathways, eat clean food, drink clean water, breathe clean air, but we still don't know how to prevent that cancer for you. But we have the lab testing, the tools, all of that is available to find who's the canary in the coal mine for particularly women and men who are going to have a heart attack and prevent it. The technology's there. The information's there. There's just very few doctors, let alone patients, who know this. And that's the message of the book is it's so fun for me to watch people become empowered on their health. With the work you're doing, there's so much information, good information that's out there for people to grasp and understand. And you're providing information to empower these women with knowledge to make good healthcare decisions for themselves so they don't have to just leave it to the doctor to do what's right for them. They can be empowered. And an empowered woman is a powerful thing. And when she focuses that on her heart health, anything's possible.
And I would say that women who are not empowered are not necessarily uneducated, because I know
True.
A lot of very highly educated people who have no awareness of functional medicine and what it can do.
Well, I think we're all taught that the doctor sits as the grand poobah in the big chair and just tells us what to do, and we listen devoutly and do it. And I think those days are over. And it's not about challenging your doctor. It's about working as a partnership. And that's what, you know, we call our clinic, it's like one big family. And when you come here, you're now part of the family as well. Everybody that works here, we treat each other like family. But it's a partnership. It's a relationship. It's a team effort. You know, it's a collaborative care model where we use health coaches and nutritionists and exercise and yoga teachers. We all are working together in the trenches to help everybody. And it's really a fun kind of medicine to practice. It's empowering. And my message to anyone who's in healthcare listening is, if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. You don't have to be perfect, but you shouldn't be smoking. You should be exercising. You should try to eat clean food. You should advocate for people. You should have good social support. Find love in your world. All those things that we know help keep our patients healthy, we have to do ourselves too. So it's a real, you know, become the model of health that you want your clients to share in, and then it becomes easier for them as well.
That's beautiful. But one of the issues, I don't want to spend too much time on that, is that
Sure.
people really want to go to a doctor, because that's what we used to do, and just go there, put your body in front of them and tell them, help me, just do it for me. Let me take a pill. Many people don't want to do what they may have to do is improve their own lifestyle. So when you talk about collaborative, that's beautiful.
Well, I think, you know, for everyone, and I know all of my integrative and functional medicine friends, most of us have a personal health story of ourselves or someone we cared about where the traditional model didn't work. And again, if I have pneumonia or my daughter does, I'm going to go to their doctor and ask them what antibiotic to take and take it. But if they have irritable bowel or menstrual irregularity or acne or these other kind of chronic, not acute illness issues, I'm going to look for someone who's going to work with me in a partnership. And there weren't a lot of them when I started 25 years ago in health, 35 years ago now in health, but there's more and more. And the Institute for Functional Medicine, you can go on their website, find someone near you. They have a finer practitioner, the American Integrative Holistic Medicine Group. So there's good board groups that have members that you can trust, people in their membership that have this advanced training and think holistically and are holistically hearted as well. So they're out there. They're not a lot of us yet. But we're training them, and there's more coming, and there's more coaches coming. And frankly, ma'am, there's just more women who want a better way. And I think it's the women of this world that are going to be advocates for themselves, their friends, their family to change medicine. We want better food in the schools. We want better solutions to the chronic illness. We just want to do a better job for ourselves, our sisters, our mothers, and our children.
And not just in the schools, in the restaurants. Just all over.
True. Well, I think we definitely need to look at the schools. I think we can do a better job there. But, you know, we were talking about this the other day. A friend was in New York, how New York tried to ban the bigger soft drinks, and it got shot down. You know, there's things that we should just be doing, and there's a lot of interest. There's a lot of financial interest and social, political, and at the end of the day, we have to decide what's best for our kids and then what's best for us. And they need us to be healthy. My daughter's 17, and she's one of these young foodies, and her friends are looking at their food choices. They bring their lunches to school instead of eating the school lunch because they get it. They know that there's a better way out there. They minimize the bad glutens and the processed foods, and they look for clean dairy when they take it. So it's doing what you can and trying to make good choices when they're able.
So those younger people can make such a difference, because as they do it, they influence the people around them.
And I do. And I do think that there's another generation coming that's really conscious of it. Because they're seeing these food over knives documentaries. They're seeing these other, you know, go to Netflix and watch the food documentaries. There's some really quite good ones out there. But know that everything that we read and see may not be right for you. You've got to kind of pick and choose what feels right and trust your intuition and say, you know, this really resonates with me. And when you read in my book, when you read The Heart Solution for Women, you're going to see things that sing to you, that the book is written as if you were sitting with me in my clinic doing a consultation, and there's a course plan to develop to teach you how to do this for yourself. And you'll see stories about other women and you go, wow, that's me. Maybe this will work for me. So I encourage you to look at all these documentaries and read these books with that intuitive radar up and try to pull from it what feels right to you. Don't feel like you have to do everything, but pull the pieces that resonate for you.
Well, and it isn't only what feels right for you, but what you know that you can stick to.
Absolutely.
When I've been juicing and making smoothies, they take so much time that it's hard to stick to it unless you're really an obsessive person and that's how you work. So we have to know ourselves.
You know, that's a great point. And I just had a client in here today with her son, and she said the exact same thing. And I'm a big fan. We use a protein smoothie that we've developed, and I have it every day myself, sometimes twice a day. And so she said, it takes so much time. I said, well, come on into our kitchen. And so I set down the NutriBullet. I poured in some coconut milk, put a tablespoon of almond butter, put in a banana, a couple pieces of ice, and a scoop of the protein, blend it together. 45 seconds later, she was drinking her smoothie, and she thought it was like a Dairy Queen Blizzard. She was shocked how good it was, and it's the cleanest protein I've ever found. So it's a 45-second meal. And then you rinse the blender and just set it down to be ready for tomorrow. So, doing juicing the right way by gathering all the organic vegetables and fruits and doing it, I love that if you can do that. If you can't, get one of those inexpensive little bullets and make a 45-second breakfast. It's $1.75. And it's the best way to start your day with an absorbable, assimilable, clean protein with some nutrients. You know, you can throw kale and spinach and avocado and all those other things in there, but the smoothie we use is built, it has everything you need in it. So it's, I think for a lot of people, that's just a great start for their day. It's expensive and time efficient. Because breakfast seems to be a really inflammatory meal. For a lot of people, eggs are, the dairy that we get, the bread in the muffin and bagels, the dairy and the cream cheese, and then milk with cereal. Most of the cereals aren't that quality. So breakfast can be a tough meal for a lot of people if they have it at all. So, again, I love that you juice. And we actually just bought a new juicer to save time because cleaning it was the hardest part. So that's why I've really gone to smoothies and I put a little bit of organic fruit in it. And that's how I'm getting my fruit. But the fruit and vegetable juicing is one of the best things you can do for yourself.
So, thank you for clarifying that. You know, you don't have to feel guilty making a smoothie with the protein powder because it does have what you need. And when you have the time, that's what I mean, that you have to understand yourself, how much time you can put into doing this. It is time consuming, or it can be.
It can be.
So
and
like
you have to be. you have to be careful because there's a lot of protein and supplements and even medications that have a lot of toxic inactive ingredients. So a lot of these inexpensive vitamins, these inexpensive protein shakes, they're not quality protein sources. They have other ingredients in them. You know, I encourage everybody listening is to go to your medicine cabinet and pull any over-the-counter medicines you have in your house and look at the inactive ingredients. And if you see food dyes or phthalates or parabens or FDC 4 or 5, these food dyes, preservatives, additives, these are not good for you. For women, they're hormone disruptors. They can drive inflammation, and they're just not good things to put in your body. So I think a lot of us don't recognize how much toxic ingredients we put in our body when we consume vitamins, supplements, and medications. There's just a lot of low-quality stuff out there, and the inactive list is the first place to judge it by.
And we're thinking that we're doing something healthy. So I want to get to another question. What are some of the best tests for women to take, to get the most accurate diagnosis?
Well, the traditional cholesterol test is your total cholesterol. Then they look at the good high density, your HDL, and the bad low density, your LDL. And what they'll do for women is say, well, your total cholesterol is high, but your good one is so good that you get a good ratio and you're okay. And in my practice, I don't treat ratios, I treat people. So I don't use ratios to make decisions. I try to personalize it. So we break our bad cholesterol, that LDL, down into four subcomponents. And for women, there's a sticky little, I call them the big bouncy basketballs and the sticky little marbles. In that bad cholesterol, there's two sticky little marbles. Those are the ones that are dangerous. And the one that's particularly dangerous is called lipoprotein A, or LP little a. And in the writing, you'll see it as big L, little P as in Paul, parentheses, and little A. And what this is a small sticky ball with a nasty inflammatory tail on it. That's the one for women that's the most dangerous, and it's actually inheritable as well, too. So we check all of our women for that nasty particle, and we look at all these other inflammatory markers. My current cholesterol test has 27. Has 27 markers on it, not four. So it just gives us a much more personalized look.
But you said there was another LDL?
In the bad LDL, there's four subcomponents, and there's two big bouncy basketballs, which are safe, and then there's two sticky marbles. Small dense LDL, which is the really small sticky marbles, then this particularly bad one called lipoprotein A. That's the small sticky marble with a hot inflammatory tail on it. And that's the one that seems for women to be the most concerning. But they're continuing to find other inflammatory markers because we know half the people that have a heart attack have normal cholesterol levels. It's not about cholesterol. It's about the particles, and it's about the inflammation. At the end of the day, it's fire in the heart, and a lot of times it's being driven by fire in the gut. So if you've got a bad gut, you probably have a bad heart. If you've got bad teeth, you might have a bad heart. So inflammation in the body is sometimes signs that there's inflammation in the heart. And we now have the test to find it. We can find who are these time bombs, who are these canaries in the coal mine. And so the blood testing is one of the ways. There's also a new test that was developed called the CIMT, or carotid intima media thickness. It's an ultrasound, so no radiation, that looks at the small lining of the blood vessel of the neck, the one that connects the heart to the brain. And for women, you can assess your vascular age by this ultrasound test. It's a couple hundred dollars. It's not super expensive. There's no radiation. And it's a great way to say, am I in trouble or not? Because if that test looks really good, you know that you're not at risk immediately. You combine that with the lipoprotein A and an inflammatory marker. Now you're getting somewhere to say, wow, I'm at high risk. I need to see someone like Dr. Mark. I need to read what's in my book. You need to start doing these activities. And sometimes you need that to motivate yourself. But let's find the people who are at risk, and let's teach them the tools to take care of themselves before something happens.
I know. It's amazing what you're talking about, that I would like to just have you talk a little bit more about the gut itself, because in my research, because I talk about love and healing through love, and I discovered that there are hormones floating in the gut, 90 to 95% of the serotonin, 50% of the dopamine, and then there's about 500 million neurons. So how does all of that affect our health?
Well, I love the work you do because I love love. If there's the most powerful medicine on our planet is love and support. And, you know, we talked about nutrition and with the gut, you know, this idea of leaky gut. Well, what is that? Well, it's this idea that as your body tries to absorb food, for some people, you know, there's a straw going through your body. And that's how to think about your digestive tract. It's like a pipe going through you. Starts at the top, comes out the bottom. And it's one cell thick lining that pipe. You have one cell separating the outer environment from your inner environment. And this crazy thing they talk about with the microbiome, well, what is all that? There's 10 times more bacterial cells in your gut than there are human cells in your body. Half the DNA in your body is not yours. So there's this incredible ecosystem. I call it the Brazilian rainforest, the Amazon rainforest. You got to have the orchids and the ferns and the pines and the different grasses and the flora and fauna. It has to be diverse for it to be healthy. If it gets scorched and burned by antibiotics or other medications, it doesn't work as well. It sabotages you. So it's really a combination of all of these things. And, you know, if you have dinner with 10 of your friends, of your girlfriends, and ask around the table, you'll find 9 of them have digestive troubles. Constipation runs rampant. Loose stools occasionally, bloating. But there's so many women that have digestive issues, they've mentioned them to a doctor, and the doctor said, oh, all women have that. Just like they tell them that it's calories in equals calories out. But there's so many women that have digestive dysfunction because they've had rounds of antibiotics for a urinary tract infection. They've had strep throat and a bunch of antibiotics as a kid. They were C-section delivery. Or as you're talking about, they may not have that social support or that love quality in life. And, you know, we know that love helps the adrenals. The adrenals helps make a immune protector protein called IgA that lines the gut and protects it against the outer environment. So there's a real intimate relationship between the lining of the heart and the lining of the gut, and now they're finding the lining of the brain. They're all three related, and they talk to each other in a way we're just finally beginning to understand. It's really an incredible relationship, and you help one, you help the other two. But as we always say in functional medicine, start with the gut first. Because if you don't fix the gut, then any supplement you're taking isn't going to absorb. You don't detoxify. You really aren't going to make much progress.
And we're so busy taking all these things and then also eating the foods that are just continuing the problem. But you said something that really stuck with me just now, that half of our DNA is not our own. So does
incredible,
that
right?
Explain, that seems to explain epigenetics. It seems to explain why our genes are not the total cause of illness.
And, man, that's such a great point to share with everyone listening, is that you're not doomed to be your parents. Your epigenetics means that you can bathe information over your genes and turn good ones on and turn bad ones off. You have the power in your lifestyle choices to alter how your genes talk to your environment. That's an amazing concept because now it empowers you rather than dooms you to a destiny. That's one of the things I love about where we're headed in medicine. We're giving you the tools to empower you, not just tell you you're doomed to bear this fate.
And I guess this is my last question. The HeartMath Institute talks about the energy of the heart, the magnetism, and they said the heart has 5,000 times more magnetism than the brain. So have you looked at that at all, the magnetism of the heart?
I hope this shares with everyone listening how you and I are connected. I went to HeartMath 25 years ago and just showed up and said, what you're doing is amazing. Could I learn from you? And I got to spend some time with Doc Childers, who runs it. For Christmas, I bought myself a clear block that's full of iron fillings in water, and it has a little magnet inside. When you drop the magnet, it brings out the iron filings to go around it like it does the Earth's magnetic field. We all carry that every time our heart beats, and it resonates with each other. And that's that coherence they talk about in HeartMath. Can you live a life where you're in coherence, in balance with each other, with the Earth? There's something very powerful to that, and you're absolutely right. For anyone that needs to get started in self-care, look at HeartMath. They have some tools. that are just wonderful, inexpensive, and it helps you decide, it helps teach you how to do it right.
So tell us about your book, and what message do you have for women that they can do now? What can we do? Where do we begin?
Well, in my book, The Heart Solution for Women, it's a proven program for you, and it lays out this whole story of how to assess the thyroid, the adrenal, your hormones, the gut, how to look at your epigenetics. But it's really a self-guided, it's a tour of your body for you to take it out of the doctor's hands and put it into your hands. I tried to write it as if you came to my office and what you would leave with the tools. There's quizzes in there. There's a whole program of restoring the gut health, how to talk about your adrenals and thyroid and how they're all related, what do hormones do, how do you assess them, how do you address them. And so it's really looking at the whole person. It's really a functional medicine manifesto for a woman's body and mind. How do you support this whole system and to get to this perfect harmony of the symphony that we're looking for?
So how can people get your book, and what else do you have to offer them?
Well, thank you for asking. You can come to our website, menoclinic.com. It's MENOCLINIC.com, menoclinic.com, or womensheartsolution.com, Women's Heart Solution. You can purchase the book. You get 3 bonus gifts. There's a video personally from me as if you're in the clinic. And really what I think you'll find is that we've developed a course that will be coming with it, that you'll have all the tools. We're trying to give away the information so that you have all the tools that you need to be successful. And you're always welcome to come visit us here in beautiful Jackson Hole and get a personal assessment at the Menno Clinic.
And can people do anything long distance to get the blood test or to get them evaluated?
What everyone will find is in my book are the tests that you need that you can ask your doctor for, and there's a section about how to talk to them. But I don't do remote consulting. I am licensed in the state of Wyoming. I like you to come here and meet with me. It just seems to work better when we can see people face-to-face. But I think you'll find that in the book, everything that you need is there to get you started and to help you work with your doctor. And hopefully there's a lot of doctors that pick up the buck or buy one for your doctor and help them learn, and I'm happy to help them as well.
That's beautiful. So do you have a final message for women out there who really don't know what to do next?
Don't give up. Find a friend. It seems to be easier when you do something with someone you care about, and help each other. It seems like when you are trying to exercise, you're trying to eat right, if you do it on your own, it's harder. But if you have a partner that you do it with, that you share it with, the struggles just seem easier, and it empowers both of you. So find someone that you care about, that cares about you, and do it together. That would be my biggest message to you.
That's beautiful. Well, go on.
And as I know you would tell them, is find some of that love in your life. Take some and give some and share it.
Just beautiful. What a delight speaking with you. I knew it would be, but it's even better than I expected.
Oh, I'm honored.
Thank you so much.
I very much appreciate the time. All right. You have a great day.
And you too. And to those of you listening, I'm Dr. Erica Goodstone saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com, for information about love and healing and free reports and videos, lots of stuff. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.